Don't Ask Alice, written by Judy Curtin and read by Caroline Lennon. 20 minutes later, when we were well on the road to Charleville, we came to a huge traffic jam. Cars and lorries were stopped for as far as we could see. Miss O'Hurley kept looking at our watch. "We're going to be late. We'll miss our seating for lunch," she said. "And then what will we do?" Just then, Peter stood up. Leaving the boys alone in their version of "You should never push your granny off a bus," he came up to the front of the bus. He tapped the bus driver on the shoulder. "I know a shortcut," he said. The driver scratched his head and said nothing. "Really?" said Peter. "We just have to edge forward to this turn here on the left, and then we can bypass Charleville altogether. We'll save loads of time." I leaned over and whispered in Alice's ear, "Didn't you say your dad has a rotten sense of direction? Didn't you tell me he always gets lost when you're on holidays?" She made a face at me. "That's different," she whispered. "That's on holidays. He knows this road too well to get lost on it. It'll be fine. Dad will get us out of all of this traffic, and Miss O'Hurley will think he's great. This is the best thing that could have happened." Still the traffic didn't move, and still the bus driver said nothing. Peter gave a big, long sigh. "I worked in Cork for years," he said. "I know all the back roads." Alice grinned at me. "See," she said. The driver looked back at Miss O'Hurley. Miss O'Hurley looked at Peter. Peter gave her a charming smile. "Trust me," he said. So Miss O'Hurley trusted him. She nodded at the driver, who edged the bus forwards and took the left turn. It was a big mistake. The first thing that worried me was when the driver started to mutter rude words under his breath. The next thing that worried me was when Peter went back to his seat saying, "You're the driver. You figure out where we are." I could have given Alice a hard time, but I didn't dare. She was sitting looking out of the window like none of this had anything to do with her. I knew things were really bad when the driver pulled into a field and tried to turn the bus around to go back the way we came. When the bus got stuck in a patch of mud and we all had to get out and push, it was almost funny. Only problem was, Miss O'Hurley didn't seem very amused. She stood under a tree with Rachel and looked like she'd love to kill someone. Maybe it was just me, but I had a funny feeling that person was Alice's dad. Alice saw me watching them. "Don't worry," she said. "Everyone's happier when they have a full stomach. Miss O'Hurley will be fine once she's had her lunch." She wished.